with news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Sports gambling will soon be regulated and taxed in Colorado with the passage of Proposition DD. Slightly more than 50% of the voters approved the measure in Tuesday's election. Prop DD asked voters to legalize sports gambling in order to pay for projects and programs described in the Colorado Water Plan. It's projected to bring in between $6 and $15 million a year for the first 3 years. Brian Jackson with the Environmental Defense Fund pushed for the measure's passage.
It's not a huge amount of money, but Colorado, you know, needs billions for transportation, billions for education. The water plan identified about $100 million a year for water, so the price tag is much lower.
Existing casinos in the state will be eligible to hold sports gambling licenses. A 2018 U.S. Supreme Court decision gave states the green light to legalize the practice. Since then, 17 states have legalized some form of sports betting. Garfield County's libraries will soon stay open longer and have more materials. Kristen Kay reports voters approved ballot issue 6A earlier this week, and it raises revenue for the libraries through increased property taxes.
6A will generate about $4 million a year for Garfield County libraries, which have had to cut services and hours recently in the face of a funding shortage. Technically, the new revenue becomes available in January, but Executive Director Brett Lear says patrons will start seeing changes immediately.
You know, we've got these long waiting lists for popular materials. So one thing that we're going to do right away is start buying more copies of, you know, those popular titles.
He says the libraries will also purchase more ebooks, as well as recruit the new hires that will allow the branches to restore their hours and be open on Saturdays. Lear expects the libraries to expand their hours in January or February of next year. Kristen Kay, Edlis Meeson Arts and Culture Desk.
A youth mental health first aid course is being held today from 8:30 to 5 at the Snowmass Wildcat Fire District. Attendees for no cost will learn what risk factors and warning signs of mental health challenges to look for in youth and how to help them seek professional help. Tom Gangle, the operations manager at Mind Springs Health, says the Valley struggles with some of the highest suicide rates in Colorado, so this class will hopefully work to reduce those numbers by helping those in need seek help.
Our ultimate goal is to get to those folks, because the vast majority of people that complete suicide in Pitkin County or the Roaring Fork Valley have not sought care.
All participants will receive a certification after the 8-hour course. More courses will be held throughout the valley in the coming months. After an extra day of ballot counting yesterday, Jasmine Ramirez took a 60-vote lead in the election for the District D seat on the Roaring Fork School District's Board of Education. The Post-Independent reports if the margin holds, it would mean Ramirez would take the seat now held by incumbent school board member Shane Larson. However, a couple hundred rejected and held ballots could still come into play, leaving the school board seat undecided until after November 14th, according to Garfield County Clerk and Recorder. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.